Hello, this is Thompson Smiley with another of those incidents where we take an item from my monthly column in the Louisville magazine, Smiley's Picks, into the studios of WOL to meet with somebody who's moving and or shaking the art scene in Louisville. And I'm very pleased to have as my guest Melissa Bernstrom, who's the associate producer of Kentucky Author Forum. Melissa, one wouldn't normally think of an interview program or an interview event like yours as a performing arts, but I think it is. I mean, you have such distinguished guests and such distinguished interviewers. We're talking show business.
I think we are absolutely part of the performing arts family in this city of great arts. We've been doing this since 1996. When Mary Moss Greenbaum founded the Forum, she is still the producer. And yes, we have had a long array of very, very distinguished guests, including people like Madeleine Albright and Hillary Clinton when she was First Lady, and Wynton Marsalis, who you mentioned in an earlier interview. And yes, it's been a great run, and we continue to do it.
And I think the last time we spoke, we were talking about string theory, which I have to say, I think we were both a little stretched.
We were indeed. Yes, our last guest was theoretical physicist Michio Kaku.
Yes. However, I feel absolutely at home talking to you today because, like my wife, I'm an avid reader of anything that appears in black and white. But of all the novels I've read in the last 10 years, I can't think of one as completely thrilling as Eric Larson's In the Garden of Beasts. And he's your guest on Monday, April 16, at the Baumhart Theatre.
Yes, he is. He will be interviewed by NPR's Robert Siegel. And you are right. You referred to this as a novel. It is actually nonfiction, but he writes great thrillers, page-turning thrillers. This is a book about history. It's about Hitler's rise and the first American ambassador to Berlin, William Dodd, who was sent there in 1933. It's a very intimate portrait of a family at a very complex and changing time in world history, and it is indeed a page-turner.
And yet, in one sense, you almost feel that Dodd is, as we say in the opera business, overcast in the part. I mean, he's a nice, fairly gentle, easygoing, northeastern liberal intellectual, if that's not too many descriptive terms. And here we are, putting him up against really the nastiest regime in human history.
Yes, he was a mild-mannered history professor who hoped actually to work on his own writing when he was sent
in
to Germany.
In all his leisure time.
Right, in all of his copious leisure time. And I think he was very unprepared for what he was being asked to do. And I think that is one of the great mysteries, is why William Dodd was chosen for that role.
Well, there's a reference in the book that he's sent there to try and inculcate some American liberal values into the Third Reich. And of course, from what we know of the Third Reich, they were completely immune to any such indoctrination. But I think it's also a reflection of how even quite bright people like Roosevelt grossly underestimated the ambition and the evil. And you're very conscious in this book, aren't you, of a seeping awareness
Absolutely.
Of evil.
Absolutely. And I think that's one of the things that is very disturbing and compelling about this book is a number of, as you say, very, very bright people just grossly misconstrued what the situation was. And that is, it makes for quite a read.
Yeah. And the fact that many people, even of quite, I hesitate to use the word liberal, now it's become a pejorative, but people of fairly liberal disposition saw the Nazis as the lesser of two evils. It's either going to be them or the Soviet Union. And let's stick with Hitler because he's the better of the two bets. And of course, choosing between them is pretty much impossible.
Yes, I would agree with that assessment.
Would you comment a bit upon Larson's style? Because before we came on it, the air, I did indeed mention it as a novel, and yet it is flawless history. But it's more than just popular history. It's a kind of historicized novel or novelized history which brings the people alive in a most extraordinary way.
It really does. And Eric Larson has a history of doing this. His earlier book, The Devil in the White City, was actually on the New York Times bestseller list for, I think, over 3 years. And that is also nonfiction. It's about a serial killer who made his way to the World Trade Center in Chicago in 1893. And just as he does in this book, he does an amazing amount of research, and these people are so fully fleshed and such interesting, interesting characters. And the plot, as I said, is it really reads like a thriller. This man just writes page-turners, and they're the kind of book that you just can't put down.
Yes, I find that absolutely true of The Devil in the White City, but again, I have to say, I think In the Garden of Beasts is on an even higher plateau, if you like. And you're already selling well. Am I not right in saying you've got sold out the Baumhardt and one overflow room?
We have sold out the Baumhardt and one overflow room, and through the good efforts of our friends at KET and the Kentucky Center, we have opened a second overflow room, which we are now selling tickets for. And people in the overflow rooms will watch the interview on a large screen with a live feed direct from the Baumhardt Theater.
And you say it's Robert Siegel who's interviewing
it
him,
is indeed
Robert, a star in himself.
Robert has been with us a number of times before, and we are so delighted to welcome him back.
Well, I want to make sure everyone knows it's on April the 16th, Monday, April the 16th at
6 p.m. is when the interview starts. At 5 p.m., there's a lovely wine and cheese reception and book sale with Carmichael's Bookstore in the lobby of the Kentucky Center, and the interview itself starts at 6.
Oh, I didn't realize that you can actually buy the book that night.
Oh, yes.
I think anyone who, well, I hope people who listen to this this program, but also people who know anything about Eric Larson will be beating your doors down. Is the number the same, 584-777?
It is.
That applies to the over
yes,
rooms as well. I'm also very interested in some of the upcoming programs you've had, which we could maybe deal with in a future interview, but Ahmed Rashid, the author of Pakistan on the Brink, The Future of America, Pakistan and Afghanistan, that's coming up in May.
Yes, on May 15th, Ahmed Rashid will be our guest. He is the leading journalist in Pakistan, and he has written a book, as you said, called Pakistan on the Brink. He's going to be interviewed by Clarissa Ward, who is the CBS News foreign correspondent. She also has spent some time embedded with Marines in Afghanistan. And I think she is really going to bring a wonderful pairing to the discussion of that.
Because that, of course, is madly topical, isn't it?
I mean, absolutely.
This morning's newspapers
absolutely
are full of speculation about Pakistan.
Yes.
And then in October, Steven Pinker, Harvard College professor, and he's best known for his work in psychology, of course, The Better Angels of Our Nature. How do you go about getting these people? Are there agents? Are there...
Well, we use many different paths to get to these people. You know, we try to really keep up on what is coming out, what is topical, what our patrons are telling us they're interested in, what we see as great matches between author and interviewer, which is one of the things that I think are the very,
very
best
well
at. And so we use a lot of different routes to put our calendar together for the season.
Well, you don't need to be told that the performing arts worldwide are sort of in recession, and organizations are folding and audiences are dwindling or aging or both. But it seems to me the new message from all this is that small is beautiful. I mean, organizations like the Bourbon Baroque. My last interview was with Jackie Roskey, who was telling me about her crowd control problems at the Emerson String Quartet.
Right.
And here you are interviewing a novelist, historian, and you're onto your second overflow room.
Well, I think certainly people continue to read, for which we are really grateful. And I think people are always going to be interested in the people who write books and what they have to say about various topics of both current interest and historical interest. And I think we really provide a conversation that gets people stimulated, and they take that conversation out into the community. And I think that's something that we do very well.
Yes, I absolutely agree. And that number again is 584-7777. The time is 6 o'clock on Monday, April 16. Eric Larson, author of In the Garden of Beasts. Melissa Bernstrom, thank you very much.
Thank you.